The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel quotes the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis that Bitchila, in the beginning, when Yom Tov Rishon was Chalias B'Shabbos, so what they would do is they would bring the Dalminim to the Mikdash before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos they would figure out whose Dalminim is whose, but then when they saw that this is commonly De Sakana, they ended up fighting and hitting each other, so they were Mevatel this, and they Misakin that everyone should be Naito Lulav B'Beisai, they should just take their Lulav at home and not do it in the Mikdash at all. So the Emek Bracha asks a very stark akasha in this. He says, how could they be misakin to take the lulav at home? Not in the mikdash, they're being mevatel the mitzvah seder rice of taking the lulav in the mikdash. The mitzvah is, when you're in the mikdash, you have a chiv to take lulav in the mikdash. And now these people are not going to do it in the mikdash, they're going to do it at home. So Chazal are being mevatel a mitzvah seder rice of taking the lulav in the mikdash. And it's not mistaber that they're being oikar davar min atar over here, but Shabbat Tai, so we don't find anywhere that this is in Akira. So it's very sure how they're able to do such a thing. And it's true, if you learn like the Rambam, that the Yerushalayim is b'chal the Mikdash, then maybe there's not a kasha, they'll get the same mitzvah, whether they're at home or in the Mikdash. Yerushalayim is also part of the Mikdash, but if you, all the other Rishonim argue on the Rambam will hold that Yerushalayim is b'chal gvulim, not b'chal the Mikdash, then it's very sure how Chazal could be oiker the mitzvah of the Mikdash and tell you to do it at home. And the Emek Bracha wants to answer this al pi a big chakir that the Achronim have in how to understand the gather of the din that lulav is nitl b'mikdash shiva and with medina yom echad. There's two ways to understand this. One shot would be that in the medina b'gvulim the mitzvah is one day and one day only, and in the mikdash is a separate mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah of kol shiva from day one to day seven. There's a special din to take in the mikdash besides for that din that you have b'medina yom echad. Or you could say differently. Maybe the pshat is that on day one, everyone is equal. There's no special mitzvah in the mikdash. The gvulin, mikdash are all the same. There's one mitzvah, b'yom rishon, that everyone in the world has to take a lulav, whether you're in the mikdash, whether you're in the medina. It's the same exact mitzvah. There's no special mitzvah in the mikdash. The din of mikdash kol shiva just means that that mitzvah that you have on day one, the medina, which stops after day one, continues in the mikdash till day seven. So the din of the mikdash is really just adding another 6 days to day one. But the day one itself is equal, bein b'mikdash, bein b'medina. It's not an extra mitzvah that you have in the mikdash. On day one, it's the same mitzvah as you have everywhere else. So zakti emek bracha, this gemara l'char would be a riot in the second tzad, and l'fi that would be miyoshev. That really, if you say that on day one, there's no special mitzvah in the mikdash, it's the same mitzvah everywhere, the mikdash is just adding another 6 days, so then it's not shver for Chazal to say, don't take it in the mikdash, take it at home, because there's no chiluk whether you take it home or in the mikdash. There is no special mitzvah in the mikdash on day one, we're just adding the other 6 days, and that's how they're able to say, to take it b'beisai, and not in the beis mikdash. And there's a big nafkamina la'alacha between these two tzadim, the chakira, that what happens b'zman mikdash, if a guy took a lulav at home in gvulim b'medina, and then he shows up in the Beis HaMikdash. Should he, is he mechuyev to take lulav again to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh of the mikdash? If the pshat is a special mitzvah of the mikdash in the Yom Rishon, then you would have to take lulav again. You have a new mitzvah, a mitzvah of the mikdash. You have to be nitol another time. But if the pshat is that the mikdash of Medina is one din, just the mikdash is adding on another 6 days, then the taka wouldn't be any chiyev to take it again in the mikdash. Once you took it at home, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're not adding anything by doing it again in the mikdash, and the taka wouldn't be a chiyev to be nitol the lulav again. The mikbracha brings a is medayik from the lashon of the Rambam. In Hilchos Lulav Parakzayin Halacha Yud Gimel, like the second tzad, that there is no special mitzvah in the mikdash, and if you that, the taka wouldn't be a chiyav to be naito lulav again.